Próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do czwartego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
This way, Emma. The exit is over there.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I couldn't see everybody on stage. We were so far away from the giant screen.
Oh, come on. Stop complaining. At least you could hear everything. I absolutely loved it, especially the first two songs.
For me, the last one was the best.
You mean Don't Stop Loving Me? I've heard it before. They used it as a soundtrack for this new movie.
Really? I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard Mike Richardson will have a small part in a romantic comedy.
You must be joking. I don't think he will make a good actor. He should stick to singing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
This way, Emma. The exit is over there.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, I couldn't see everybody on stage. We were so far away from the giant screen.
Oh, come on. Stop complaining. At least you could hear everything. I absolutely loved it, especially the first two songs.
For me, the last one was the best.
You mean Don't Stop Loving Me? I've heard it before. They used it as a soundtrack for this new movie.
Really? I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard Mike Richardson will have a small part in a romantic comedy.
You must be joking. I don't think he will make a good actor. He should stick to singing.
Tekst drugi.
Okay, my turn. I'm sure you'll guess this sport very quickly. You definitely need a ball to play it. To be good at it, you have to be very fast. You use your hands and legs, but mostly hands. Hand-eye coordination is very important. What else? It's not really a team sport, although you can play doubles. Got it? I'm sure you all know the answer by now.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Okay, my turn. I'm sure you'll guess this sport very quickly. You definitely need a ball to play it. To be good at it, you have to be very fast. You use your hands and legs, but mostly hands. Hand-eye coordination is very important. What else? It's not really a team sport, although you can play doubles. Got it? I'm sure you all know the answer by now.
Tekst trzeci.
What are you going to have, Paul?
I don't know. I'm not very hungry, to be honest. How about you?
I've heard the pizza here is very good, especially the margherita.
My favourite. But look, it's huge. I don't think I can eat all of it.
They have fish and chips, too, and different kinds of pasta.
The spaghetti bolognese looks delicious.
Yeah, but I've had pasta twice this week at home.
I see. So what are you going to order then?
I'll go for fish and chips, I think.
Sounds like a good choice. I'll have the same then.
I thought you hated fish, Paul.
Me? No, I love it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are you going to have, Paul?
I don't know. I'm not very hungry, to be honest. How about you?
I've heard the pizza here is very good, especially the margherita.
My favourite! But look, it's huge! I don't think I can eat all of it.
They have fish and chips too, and different kinds of pasta.
The spaghetti bolognese looks delicious.
Yeah, but I've had pasta twice this week at home.
I see. So what are you going to order then?
I'll go for fish and chips, I think.
Sounds like a good choice. I'll have the same then.
I thought you hated fish, Paul.
Me? No, I love it.
Text 4.
Ella, I heard you speak German yesterday to this new student, Hans.
Oh, yeah. He came to our drama club and I started chatting with him.
I'm impressed. You are very good.
Well, I've had German for 3 years at school. And then there's a German club twice a week. It also helps that my uncle lives in Berlin, so we often go on holiday there. And how about you? Can you speak German too?
No, not at all. We have French, but it's very hard, I think.
Really?
Oh, yes. And French people speak very quickly. We went to Paris last summer and I couldn't understand a word.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Ella, I heard you speak German yesterday to this new student, Hans.
Oh, yeah. He came to our drama club and I started chatting with him.
I'm impressed. You are very good.
Well, I've had German for 3 years at school. And then there's a German club twice a week. It also helps that my uncle lives in Berlin, so we often go on holiday there. And how about you? Can you speak German too?
No, not at all. We have French, but it's very hard, I think.
Really?
Oh, yes. And French people speak very quickly. We went to Paris last summer and I couldn't understand a word.
Text 5. Hello. This is a message for Ian Arnolds. I'm calling from Dr. Perkins' surgery about your appointment tomorrow. Unfortunately, Dr. Perkins can't see you at 2 p.m. Could you come at 4 p.m. tomorrow instead? Sorry, my mistake. I mean on Wednesday, not tomorrow. Would that be possible? Please call me back to confirm. It would be very helpful if you could contact us as soon as you can. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Hello. This is a message for Ian Arnolds. I'm calling from Dr. Perkins' surgery about your appointment tomorrow. Unfortunately, Dr. Perkins can't see you at 2 p.m. Could you come at 4 p.m. tomorrow instead? Sorry, my mistake. I mean on Wednesday, not tomorrow. Would that be possible? Please call me back to confirm. It would be very helpful if you could contact us as soon as you can. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
For me, happiness means doing things I like with my family and friends. These can be normal, everyday things like watching television, especially football matches, or having meals together, or celebrating special occasions by going on a big trip or buying birthday gifts. They don't need to be expensive, though. I feel good and happy everywhere as long as I do things with other people. That's what happiness is about for me.
Wypowiedź druga.
Many people think that if they win the lottery, They'll buy a big house and some presents for their friends, and in this way they will become much happier. I must admit, I don't really agree with them. Possessions will definitely not make me happy. I think it's much better to use the money in a different way. Seeing the world, visiting new places, meeting new people, trying exotic dishes. That's my definition of happiness.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In my opinion, we all become much happier by giving our time and helping others. In this way, we can achieve extraordinary things. And for me, happiness is not all about money. Yes, money is important and can help do a lot of good. But there's nothing more valuable than sharing your time with others and helping them in any way you can. It might mean doing the shopping, or preparing a meal for them, or just listening when they want to talk.
Wypowiedź czwarta. Happiness. Let me think. Well, for me, it's all about small things that make you feel good and relaxed. If I had to choose, number one for me would be eating out with my friends. I like cuisines from many different countries. And we don't have to go to a very expensive restaurant. Actually, I can prepare something really tasty myself, but I would hate to eat it on my own. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
For me, happiness means doing things I like with my family and friends. These can be normal, everyday things like watching television, especially football matches, or having meals together. Or celebrating special occasions by going on a big trip or buying birthday gifts. They don't need to be expensive, though. I feel good and happy everywhere as long as I do things with other people. That's what happiness is about for me.
Wypowiedź druga.
Many people think that if they win the lottery, they'll buy a big house and some presents for their friends, and in this way they will become much happier. I must admit, I don't really agree with them. Possessions will definitely not make me happy. I think it's much better to use the money in a different way. Seeing the world, visiting new places, meeting new people, trying exotic dishes. That's my definition of happiness.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
In my opinion, we all become much happier by giving our time and helping others. In this way, we can achieve extraordinary things. And for me, happiness is not all about money. Yes, money is important and can help do a lot of good. But there's nothing more valuable than sharing your time with others and helping them in any way you can. It might mean doing the shopping, or preparing a meal for them, or just listening when they want to talk.
Wypowiedź czwarta. Happiness. Let me think. Well, for me, it's all about small things that make you feel good and relaxed. If I had to choose, number one for me would be eating out with my friends. I like cuisines from many different countries. And we don't have to go to a very expensive restaurant. Actually, I can prepare something really tasty myself, but I would hate to eat it on my own. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today, in our studio, we have Amanda Smith, who is writing a book about female astronauts and space tourism.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for inviting me.
Amanda, you've told me that you're particularly fascinated by one NASA astronaut, Dr. Anna Fisher.
That's right. I don't think many people know about her, and she's an incredible person.
Well, I know that her mission on the Discovery Space Shuttle was a long time ago, 1985, if I remember correctly.
Actually, it was the end of 1984, to be precise, in November that year. It's hard to believe it was almost 40 years ago.
I've also read somewhere that by doing so, she became the sixth woman worldwide to fly into space, and the first mother too.
That's correct. Incredible, isn't it? A very interesting fact is that Anna Fisher warns people who are dreaming about holidays in space. She says that it's not in the slightest like travelling on a commercial aircraft. You can't just get on a rocket and fly into space.
And that's what many people believe?
Yes, unfortunately. But Anna Fisher makes it very clear. The reality is that it's much more dangerous and difficult on your body. You should never do it without long training and preparation.
I suppose the good news is that it's the problem of a small group of very wealthy people.
That's very true. Space travel is extremely expensive, so only the very rich and famous can afford it. I've heard Angelina Jolie and Leonardo DiCaprio have signed up with one of the space tourism companies. They have already bought tickets.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today in our studio we have Amanda Smith, who is writing a book about female astronauts and space tourism.
Hello everybody, and thank you for inviting me.
Amanda, you've told me that you're particularly fascinated by one NASA astronaut, Dr. Anna Fisher.
That's right. I don't think many people know about her, and she's an incredible person.
Well, I know that her mission on the Discovery Space Shuttle was a long time ago, 1985, if I remember correctly.
Actually, it was the end of 1984, to be precise, in November that year. It's hard to believe it was almost 40 years ago.
I've also read somewhere that by doing so, she became the sixth woman worldwide to fly into space, and the first mother too.
That's correct. Incredible, isn't it? A very interesting fact is that Anna Fisher warns people who are dreaming about holidays in space. She says that it's not in the slightest like travelling on a commercial aircraft. You can't just get on a rocket and fly into space.
And that's what many people believe?
Yes, unfortunately. But Anna Fisher makes it very clear. The reality is that it's much more dangerous and difficult on your body. You should never do it without long training and preparation.
I suppose the good news is that it's the problem of a small group of very wealthy people.
That's very true. Space travel is extremely expensive, so only the very rich and famous can afford it. I've heard Angelina Jolie and Leonardo DiCaprio have signed up with one of the space tourism companies. They have already bought tickets.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Let's just have tomato soup for lunch.
Wypowiedź druga.
I think you should say sorry to the teacher.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I hope your sister can come to my party tomorrow.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What's your new classmate like?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Let's just have tomato soup for lunch.
Wypowiedź druga.
I think you should say sorry to the teacher.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
I hope your sister can come to my party tomorrow.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
What's your new classmate like?